Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. Very happy to be here today. It's a hot and muggy summer day in northern New Jersey. And my co-host today is the infamous Hillary. How are you, Hillary?
Hey, Alan. Doing great. Glad to be here.
Excellent. For those of you who don't know Hillary, she's our features editor, and she does an incredible job at Blog Talk Radio deciding what goes on the homepage. And there's certainly a lot of content that we've been promoting and publishing, so great job. Must be a lot of fun.
It's kind of like, you know, those log rollers who are always on the lake rolling on a log, because the new stuff is coming so quickly. You know, it's just trying to keep up and do everyone justice and help promote. So it's been great.
Great. Well, we have a special show today. We're expecting that Gary Vaynerchuk calls in. Is Gary V, affectionately in the blogosphere, and he is one of the stars of WineLibraryTV.com. I don't know his actual position. He may even own Wine Library. It's a website. It's one of the top online wine stores, so to speak. And he's done a great job in the blogosphere and promoting his brand and promoting Wine Library. And we do expect him to call us, so we'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, let's just chat about what's going on at Blog Talk Radio. There's lots of stuff happening, isn't there?
Oh, lots of stuff. And we're getting a lot of press, which is cool, you know, that we've been doing this stuff for a while, but now these bigger publications are taking notice, and we're in the New York Post a couple days now in a row, so that's
yes.
Great.
Yes, we were in the New York Post, and it was quite interesting. Bit of an uproar in the Post, it's very funny, actually. So what happened is that we've got I was quoted in the New York Post, which is fine, on the record. I spoke to Peter Lorre yesterday, and he asked me what I thought about satellite radio. And I told him what I thought about it. And he published one of the sentences, and I had a long conversation about it, and which was fine. And I made a statement saying that I didn't think that it would make sense down the road for, you know, subscribers to pay for this content. And that was included as a quote in the article. And sure enough, that went in. But I was surprised to see that a response came from the CFO of Sirius, which was quite funny.
Yeah, that was very interesting, actually. So you knew you were talking about it, and you were very open and honest. But his response, I thought, was a little bit extreme.
It was. So, first of all, I just want everyone to know, and this show was scheduled for Gary Vee to join, and unfortunately, we just got notified his cell phone broke, and Amy just notified me. He's rescheduling the show, so we just, got made aware of that. But anyway, we'll have an open show, an open forum, and Deb is in the house, and we could promote it, and maybe we get lots of people to call in. We'll just have a fun show. So Gary V, too bad. Sorry your phone went out, but we're going to have fun anyway.
Yeah, that's true. So, he's missing out.
He is totally missing out. he's totally missing out. So So here's a post. It's on our blog. I wrote it this morning. It's called Alan Levy Goes Head-to-Head with Newly Merged Sirius XM. And I go on to say, and here's the quote that made the post. I said, I don't think making people pay subscriber fees for content is sustainable. And then the David Freer, who is the CFO, made a comment saying, we generated $2.3 billion in revenue for the trailing 12 months. How much did Blog Talk Radio generate? Do they even have a viable business plan? So I went about writing a blog post this morning where I kind of lay out my argument as to why I think the satellite radio is struggling. And some of those topics include, I'm just kind of roll down the list here, but number one, the cost of content is way too high. Howard Stern paid $500 million over 5 years. He, according to the Daily News, and something that I found on the web, he only has 1.2 million listeners to a show each week, which is a huge reduction from where he was on terrestrial radio in the syndication. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that, you know, Rush, notwithstanding the fact that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity were paid huge sums of money, and quite frankly, I don't understand those deals. While they are big, they're big money makers for their syndication partners. It's for 8 years. Who knows where things are going? I mean, things are changing so
fast. That's true. I think this represents a real shift in how radio is happening, and it is rooted in these big celebrities and these big names, and it's shifting over towards, you know, the social media aspect where the cream can rise to the top, really, that these celebs, you know, aren't necessarily the best. They just have been created by the old media system, and that we can find new stars, and we've seen that everywhere on the web. So I think that they're just having a conflict with how they can reconcile their ways of doing things with this new wave, and I think that they feel slightly threatened by it. That's the vibe that I really got from his response in the article. I thought it was
right. Really
extreme. So
it is, but I mean, you know, why respond to, you know, look, he's responding to me because I was quoted in the article, but the issue satellite radio is not with Blog Talk Radio. The issue satellite radio has is
with
the fact
themselves.
That, you know, the internet is going to be in the car, and you're going to have Pandora and Last FM and all these streaming music sites in the car available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is, you know, of course, the iPod is already, many cars have accessory jacks where you can plug in your iPod. I just don't see the viability of this model. And I, if you asked Mel Karmazin if he would re-sign Howard $500 million if the deal was cut today, I would say no. Now,
mm-hmm.
I offer a debate to Mel Karmazin. He's more than welcome to come on.
Hey, if you're listening, come on talk to Alan about this.
Mel, if you're listening, you can come on my show. Or even your own show, for that matter. I'll give you, and we'll feature it too, right?
Oh yeah, I'll definitely feature that one.
We'll definitely feature it. So, anyway, I went on to say that, you know, cars are being equipped with equipment that can surf the web, and where Sirius, for example, has Fox and CNN on its dial, but you'll be able to go to CNN directly to stream the content for CNN. So I just don't see it viable.
Just part of that larger issue. I mean, the same thing goes for the newspapers, right? It says who's going to pay the subscription fee if you can go to their website and read the same news, you know, and even faster. And this is just hitting radio now, and I think that they're trying to fight it, but if they were smart, they would, you know, accept that this is the future, you know, and they need to realize that, I think, and you know, they'll soon realize if you can't beat them, join them, and that's what all the other traditional media outlets are figuring out. They need to adapt themselves, that it's not us versus them. It's that everyone needs to kind of move forward and don't fight it, you know, so it's very interesting. We'll see how this plays out, huh?
Yeah, for sure. So why don't we talk a little about what's going on Blog Talk Radio? What's some of the great shows that are happening? I see on the homepage today we've got ASA, and let's talk about ASA a bit and kind of go over some of the things happening here.
Well, ASA Aarons is pretty big, apparently, in your neck of the woods, Alan.
Yes, he is.
And so since a lot of our employees are in New Jersey, in that area, they knew all about him, and they were pretty excited to see him join Blog Talk Radio. And his show is called Just Ask ASA. And it's on today, and he talks about protecting the consumer, really, and consumer rights, and he advocates, you know, ways that the consumer can not fall prey to a lot of these scams that are going around, especially in the current economy, where he says they're getting kind of more and more prevalent, which is really sad. But the show, you know, is great. He's just getting started, but he's a true professional. He's, you know, he's on TV all over the place, and he really knows his stuff. So everyone should check out Just Ask ASA. It's blogtalkradio.com/justaskasa.
He's like a John Stossel, but with more of a local spin to him. And by the way, if anyone would like to call in and chat and talk about anything going on Blog Talk Radio, it's 347-677-0649, 347-677-0649. And once again, I do apologize that Gary V has some sort of phone equipment problem, I'm not quite sure what it is, but he's unable to make the show, so we'll carry on.
Yeah, so the ASA show is on tonight. It's on pretty late. It's 8 o'clock Eastern, so check it out.
Yeah, Travel definitely. Scam. And let's talk about the Big Brother's kicking butt on Blog Talk Radio, right? I mean,
that's true. We have
so
a lot of Big Brother fan shows, and they are super popular because, you know, people really get into the show. And we've seen this with reality TV pretty much since the beginning of you know, the network since I joined, because I think reality TV is really conducive to Blog Talk Radio in terms of communicating with the stars. You know, the stars are real people, and they have the desire to communicate with their fans, unlike some other celebrities have been in the past. So they really want to break down that wall and talk to fans. So, yeah, the Big Brother shows are doing great. And
now, how many shows do we have?
We have a ton. We have maybe at least five that I'm aware of, but new ones every day. I think it really empowers the viewers to know that they can create their own fan show and that these reality stars are really willing to be on shows and get out there. So if you just start a new show, you can still kind of get out there and get the participants on, get the contestants on, especially with Big Brother. So we're really excited to see that, and our hosts are so passionate, and it really comes out, I think, in these kinds of shows.
Yeah, no, it's a great platform for that. And we've had New York was on, right? Was she a Flavor Flav of Rock of Love?
Yeah, she's Flavor Flav. She was on. She started on Flavor of Love with Flavor Flav, and she then got her own spinoff, and it's been really successful. She's had, I think, three seasons now of her spinoff, I Love New York.
Right.
She's got a lot of fans on Blog Talk Radio.
She's on what?
She's got a lot of fans.
I know. I mean, they love the platform.
Oh, they absolutely love it.
Let's see what else is on. I see the In My Pajamas show has Willie Geist, the co-host of NBC's Morning Joe and a regular commentator on MSNBC's Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming. They do a great show, too, In My Pajamas.
They do. They had on Chuck Todd the other day, too.
That is a big get.
He works for, you know, he's responsible for all of NBC News' political coverage, so he really knows his stuff, and he's very experienced. So,
right.
Yeah, it's great. I think people need to take advantage of these experts that are on, and they really have a lot of information that they can share with us. So I think it's cool to have these news people on, really.
No, I agree. I think it's awesome. And, you know, there's so many different things that are going on. I mean, we've also just started broadcasting the golf magazine shows,
mm-hmm.
which are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I got to tell my dad about that.
Is he a golfer?
He is. He loves golfing.
Really? So he should definitely
pull in. Oh, yeah. He's been going every weekend since I was a little tot.
Little tot. And, okay. And,
which
and
wasn't
so
too long ago. But, yeah,
now,
he reads golf magazine, so I can't imagine why he wouldn't like the show.
He probably reads, well, he could read golf. There are two major ones. One is Golf Magazine and one is Golf Digest.
Mm-hmm.
And Golf Magazine is doing shows on Blog Talk Radio. And what's cool about what they're doing is they're streaming it directly off their website. If you go to golf.com, you can see they have golf.com radio.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big push we're making here in terms of, you know, empowering publishers to use our technology to extend the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, I mean, publishers, both magazine and book, have found it to be powerful because it breaks down that wall. You know, it really allows kind of straight communication between readers and them. So I think they really like that. And
well,
I'm excited for the authors that come on. They're really fun.
Well, I don't know. It hasn't been made public yet, although it is on our stations, is that we have HarperCollins now has joined the Blog Talk Radio family here.
Yeah, that was the authors on air, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I saw their schedule. If you go to the stations, you can see some of their upcoming shows, which are happening in about a month. and they have some really big authors planned. So,
what are some of the authors that they're planning?
Hold on, let me go take a peek.
How do people do it again? They go to the stations, and then they
you go to blogtalkradio.com, and if you click on stations, the tab at the top, you'll see authors on air, which is right between golf.com and Sun Radio in the middle there. And let's see. Yeah, they have the Romance Radio, which I think just started their first show with romance authors. And they're going to have, let's see, Ann Patchett, that really big author. She wrote Bel Canto and a bunch of other best-selling books.
Paulo Coelho, is he on that, or he's doing other shows on Blogspot?
No, he's on his own. We were very surprised by that because I don't know if you've read The Alchemist, Alan. Have you read it?
No, I haven't, but I was told it's incredible.
It is one of those books that really changes people's lives, and it's one of the most widely published books. I think it's been translated into, you know, something like 45 languages. And it's kind of a philosophical story, but it really resonates with a lot of people. And so, you know, he is really well known for that book. He's since written several other books. But, you know, he does his show. He's Brazilian, but he did his show from Spain. He did some shows in English and some in Spanish. But he has a worldwide audience, so it's perfect for him to use Blog Talk Radio because he can use the internet and communicate with everyone at once, you know?
It's amazing. I mean, I think he did a show around July 4th.
Yeah, he did. He did a few shows around then. He was at a conference in Spain with a lot of his viewers, and he went to some of the mystical places that he mentioned in his book, and it was very kind of, like, powerful for the readers. So, yeah, he's a really cool guy. He's awesome.
Excellent. You know what we should do? We want to see what Phil's around. Maybe we could have Phil call in, and he's all jacked up. we should talk about Seinfeld.
The Seinfeld story, which got picked
up,
which is really cool.
Definitely. So let me ping him and see where he is.
Okay.
I don't see him online here, but callers are welcome. And the phone number to call in is 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649.
And Deb just informed us that her sister and mother are listening, so we should give them a little shout-out.
Hi, Deb's sister and mother. Well, why don't we get Deb to call in? Deb, why don't you call in? So,
yeah, Deb, call in. Make yourself heard.
Yeah, we want to introduce you since you just joined the company about a month ago. It probably feels like a year ago.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much going on with outreach.
I know, it's crazy. I feel like I have such empathy for her because I know how much is going on just because I send her so much, and then I compound that by the number of other people sending her things, and it must be, you know, like sprinting out of the gate. So,
no, she's got what she does is pick and choose, you know, her big stuff. So we had this great pickup on in the New York Post yesterday on page 6, which is the infamous page 6 of the New York Post. But look, why don't we bring her on?
All right.
Deb, is that you?
This is me. Hi.
Excellent. How are you? Welcome to the Alan Levy Show.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me.
Hey,
my pleasure.
Deb.
Hi, Hillary.
How's it going?
We sent shout-outs out to your mom and sister.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Diana.
And they're probably wondering, what the heck is this thing all about? Because I know my mom is still trying to figure it out.
You know, my sister is a programmer, she works for the Department of Defense, so she's pretty tech-savvy. And my mom is too. My mom, she just retired, and she works from her home designing online courses for accountants. So she's pretty tech-savvy, too. My mom probably knows more about the computer than I do. And they totally get Blog Talk Radio.
They do. Okay.
That's
very cool.
That's better than my mom, but.
Yeah. I have to say, when I first started doing the shows, I mean, I was host number one, of course, and I used to do 4 or 5 shows a day. Of course, I had nothing to say. I was running out of things to say, and I'd have no listeners
reading
either.
Reading the newspaper out loud.
Right, read the newspaper out loud. Now, my daughter came in one night, asked me a homework question, and I was doing a show, and she says, "Dad, who are you talking to?" I said, "No one," which was true. And you know, my mom and sister listened to my shows. You know, they actually listened. And at the time, we had no other employees around, and there was some real garbage on the network. But I couldn't kick off the garbage because that was all I had in the guide.
Right.
My sister would call in to one of, like, there was one show that was, you know, real wacky, and she'd call and says, "Guys, do you have anything real to talk about?" And this was, we were about a week old. So.
Man, she's a tough cookie, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So Deb, I see you got some kids running around and maybe a little noisy.
Just locked the office door.
Oh, you locked the office door. So how's the experience been here? You know, in the brief time.
It's been wonderful. As I said before, this is the most fun I ever had at a real job. I love it, and you know, I get to do all the things I like to do. How many people can say that?
No, I know.
I can say that.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, the employees here are all, everyone's so passionate about what we're doing.
I noticed. They all are.
Yeah. No, and it's because, first of all, it's very interesting. Every day there's just more and more shows, more and more things coming in. I think we get something like 60 new shows a day that come into the network. And,
that's amazing.
You know, that's just 60 new conversations. And one of them, you know, we just turned up Variety, a magazine. How's that show going, Hillary?
Oh, it's going great. They're very plugged in, and it's called Wilshire and Washington, and they're doing it every Wednesday morning, early in the morning, I think about 7:30 Pacific. So
yeah, it's a really early
for you guys. And they know a lot of people. I mean, they're big bloggers, and, of course, Ted Johnson, managing editor of Variety Magazine, which is a huge trade publication, and he knows lots of people. So they definitely aren't going to be hurting for guests. And what I like about their approach is they have a liberal blogger and a more conservative blogger who join him, so they get all sorts of perspectives, and it's a pretty balanced, you know, discussion. It's not just kind of, you know, propaganda or one side. They're just trying to get at the issues and really have a really in-depth discussion. I think they do pretty well with that.
Right, which is great because, you know, when Blog Talk Radio is not a, you know, conservative platform, it's not a progressive platform, it's really for everyone, and it's important to have both sides of the conversation, both sides of the argument represented on the network.
Yeah, I think we've been doing well with the debates. You know, we've had these political debates happening for a while, and I'm glad that people discovered how great of an application that is. And I enjoy seeing those when they have a whole range of bloggers, you know, conservative, moderate, liberal, and all sorts of perspectives jumping on together. And that's been more and more common. And I think that's a great use of the technology, get those voices heard, you know?
Well, we had this Puma. Deb, did you do any outreach with that Puma show? P-U-M-A?
I didn't do anything with the Puma show, but Philip was promoting that one.
Right, okay.
They're
going to come back next week, but they had Lanny Davis on, who is a broadcaster. He's a political guru for really supporting Hillary, and he was a guest on their show Sunday night, and I think they had 1,000 live listeners to the show.
They did. It was a big one, yeah.
Yeah. So they're doing more shows, so, you know, they have a big viral community online. They're kind of, you know, they're a little off, but it's okay. Off the beaten
they're
track.
They're passionate,
well,
too.
That's
they're
the
very
thing we
passionate.
See, though. I mean, a lot of people who have kind of more specific or a little bit offbeat subject matter and things like that can have a show with us, you know, easily. So I think that's why we have a lot of interesting perspectives.
Yes. No, I think it's fine. I mean, I got some phone calls from people saying, "How could you have them on? Get rid of them." I said, "Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, this is great. I mean, if you don't believe in what they say, that's okay, you know, but they have the right to say it. They have their own perspective on things. So I think that's fine. I mean, there's so many things going on in terms of interesting content and exciting news and press. I mean, of course, the Seinfeld episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Deb, how was that?
That got hugely picked
up. Who knew? Who knew?
Well, Philip knew. Philip took it.
Well, Philip did know.
We're going to get Philip to get in front of the camera, the microphone now.
Philip has this amazing ability to find a little gem inside a big interview and just get it viral. He has a knack for that. And that Seinfeld thing took off. That was all over the blogosphere yesterday.
I know it was all over the blogosphere. What was funny is I wanted to call the host and congratulate the host. And, so I got his phone number. I called the host. You know, to get mentioned in page six, the famous page six of the New York Post is huge. So I call, leave a message. He calls me back. I said, Brett is his name. I said, Brett, where are you? He says, oh, I'm at camp. I'm a counselor at camp.
That's great.
Think about it. He's
that
a camp counselor.
That sums it up right there. That sums it up.
This is how Blog Talk Radio, this is epitome. This describes where we are. Here's a host who has a show. He's a student at Penn State. He's going to be a junior. In the summertime, during the day, he's a camp counselor. He interviews Liz Sheridan. And when I spoke to him, I said, okay, you're on like a lunch break. His kid, the kids are, in the camp, probably in the pool, who knows. He says, oh, I've been friends with Liz for years. And I was wondering, how's that possible? He's only a camp counselor. So let's bring Phil into the conversation. Hill, you want to bring him on?
Sure.
Hi,
Philip.
Hey, Philip.
So, Philip Recchi is the director of programming and having a great time here at Blog Talk Radio. And we were just talking about the Seinfeld thing with Page Six. And
yeah.
But you were in a. So, what's your view of it? I mean, this thing just took off.
Yeah, I was telling. I think Rob Zimmerman is our public relations counsel. It was he kind of. Brett Cohen, the host, kind of hit the Freudian nail on the head, because even though people know that Liz Sheridan is just an actress and 10 years, and anybody who was on Seinfeld's show, most of them got careers out of being there. It wasn't like they created the show or they were producing the show, so what they got in exchange for maybe a little money to be a guest was a career they could work the rest of their lives. So I think it's equitable trade. But despite that, I think people, even myself, because I'm a great Seinfeld fan, you kind of think in your mind it's so real, like this is really Jerry's mom and how could he abandon her, which is not the truth at all. It was just kind of this funny sort of spiritual thing around the world that sort of resonated,
Yeah. So anyway, so I was describing, I called him and he's a counselor and he's telling me that, I've been friends with Liz for years.
Oh, really?
And, and she's 79 and he's a kid.
Yeah, that's pretty mature. I mean,
so he has the question, and then so I was talking to him, and the guy, he one time he came onto my show, and I was doing a show about golf, and he says, "I'm going to get Arnold." I spoke to Arnold Palmer's secretary. I'm going to get him on your show. I'm like, "Are you kidding me, Arnold Palmer?" I mean,
that's amazing.
It's awesome. It's great. Well, he's got the soup Nazi on Friday.
Yeah,
from
what
I hear, is that right, Hillary?
Yeah, that's correct.
So is he going to, the soup Nazi will be on our highlight reel?
Oh, yeah.
Most
we should
likely.
Ask the soup Nazi if he still talks to Jerry, and then Jerry can come on and respond.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You'd have to go through Jerry's people, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is amazing, how the word spreads on some of these things. And look, even today with the Post, we'll see, who picks it up and others. I don't mind having a debate about Sirius Radio and terrestrial radio, for that matter. So
no, there were some great comments on your blog, actually very intelligent, well thought out comments. I think you saw one of them, but someone else was a BTR host and saying no, there's two different markets, and both have stuff to offer. So
it's great. Someone posed a question: you still doing the New York guy, something kid from Brooklyn? Oh yeah. Nikki is. Handling that show, The Kid from Brooklyn, he's a riot. Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., I think, Eastern. Deb, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And regards to Mom and Sis.
Oh, I'll give them your regards. Thank you.
Maybe they should want to do a show.
I wanted my sisters to do a show with me. because
well,
we're always...
Yeah, I mean, you should do one. Hillary does a show
a
with her
affair.
Grandmother.
It's a family
I know.
Affair.
I listened last night. And
I know, Deb. You were great. You were great.
Your Nana is something. I love her.
She's talking to the talk. You don't even know.
She is. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I told my sister said, tell them we said hi, but no shows for Mom.
Well, okay. Well, Mom could be a listener. We like our listeners, too.
But my sisters and I are always discussing issues, and I thought that it would be a nice round table type coffee, you know, talk
exactly.
show if we
and,
all
and
did
you
that.
Know, right, and if you're in the different part of the country, I mean, I don't know where your sister lives, but certainly, you know, they're not
in Ohio.
In Ohio, where else can you have? You know, it's like
exactly.
a virtual living. It's a virtual living room.
Exactly.
So, well, open invitation.
Yeah,
keep
chipping away
sister.
At them, Deb. We'll come around.
I'll get them in. I'll get them there.
All right, thanks, Deb, for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Phil. Yeah, anyway, Phil's the director of programming. If anyone would like to call in, 347-677-0649. We're talking with Hillary, a features editor, and Philip Recchia. You see some trends developing here, Philip? What's your sense of where we are and kind of what's happening?
Well, I think in seeing, like, just before I called in, I was working on two different things that just came up today. One, this is kind of interesting, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Department of Education is going to be doing a show. Her and her husband are
really?
Both lawyers. They're both lawyers, but with the administration going out and Obama probably coming in, they'll be out of jobs. But that's pretty high up for someone, you know, in the Bush administration to be calling and asking to do a show.
Wait a second. Is it a show that's being coordinated by the department or that individual's doing one?
Just the woman, her name is Tanya Johnson. She's the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Department of Education. But again, that'll last until January when she goes out. So they have a show called Traveling On in Washington, but it was just bought by some conglomerate that's going to turn it into all, you know, sports network, so they'll be off the air here. They're going to start on our network, and it's all about, you know, travel tips, but like from a government point of view, like safety and getting passports, and in this day and age, you really need that. There's someone
great stuff. Great Richard stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's that, and there's I was telling you about this is a preview stuff for leaking stuff on the air here, but you know, there's a magazine that's very well known in the entertainment industry called Steppin' Out. Chauncey Hayden's like a big, longtime big gossip hound, and always in the gossip columns, the Daily News, the New York Post for a long time. And what he has, and this is fascinating, it's almost like when MSNBC has a library of, they'll do old NBC shows, you know, whether it's newscast, classic newscast, Walter Cronkite, or just classic shows like Bob Hope or whatever it is. Now, he has, for years and years, when he's interviewing someone, everyone from Donald Trump to George Burns to you name it, he had audio taped them, and those are his properties, so we can go back and have a library, and at the end of his show for half an hour, even an hour, listen to these famous names throughout the past, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. Fascinating
awesome.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, so he does this show live about what's current in gossip and entertainment now, and he ends the show with, you know, a big chunk of from his library.
That's cool.
I mean, it just happens every day.
We also had a big push on the Dr. Edwin Mitchell, the astronaut. I mean, describe, you know, what happened there?
Yeah, the Apollo 14, an actual NASA astronaut who went up in Apollo 14 and spent 9 hours walking on the moon. I think he's the co-holder of that record for longest man walking on the moon. Had been coming out, hinting around for years. I think he's now 70-something. Hinting around that he believes in extraterrestrials, and also the Roswell, the long rumored, you know, Roswell, New Mexico UFO crash. But someone that high up, that reputable, that credible, should say this. Obviously, it caused a stir around the world with all these UFO fanatics and paranormalists, etc. So he had said something. I think it was a British radio station, and then it got picked up in an Australian newspaper. And then like 12 hours later, he kind of backpedaled a little bit and said that NASA wasn't involved. But he said that on our air, so we were able to jump and get him and get an extended interview, which was then picked up by everyone else. So it's that kind of being able to move with in an almost infinite number of, you know, fascinating
right.
guys, and get them up and get the text version out there and the audio version out there. It's kind of amazing, you know. We beat pretty much everyone in that one.
Yeah. So for our hosts that are listening, either live or archive, I have a lot of listeners to the show and that subscribe to it. What are some of the tips that they can do? I mean, if they have a special guest on, do you want them to highlight certain key phrases, alert us to certain news that may be happening, or what's your suggestion?
Well, Hillary, I'll give that question to you to start.
Well, suggestions, I mean, some of the things we've been saying for a long time, but a lot of things which seem obvious, but we get tied up in scheduling shows, we forget, but telling everyone you know that you have a show, you know, really making it a priority and making, you know, lists and blasts and reminding people to come listen, but also making really detailed descriptions for both your show and your individual segments, because think about it, as a listener, if you're looking for certain content, you want to know what's in that two-hour show. I mean, very few people will take a leap and start listening to 2 hours without, you know, specific knowledge about what's in that segment, and it will really help narrow down your audience and get the people who are really interested there. I can't really stress that enough. It's important. I know it's sometimes a pain, but it's interesting that sometimes the subject matter changes. You know, you'll plan to talk about a certain thing. For example, this show.
This show,
we're going to go back and change the description. There's nothing wrong with that. You can change the description afterwards and really reflect what happens. You know, it's a live conversation, and sometimes things go off course. Sometimes you have a caller who really changes the whole direction of your show, or you'll just really start talking about something separate, and that's totally fine. You know, but as long as you label it afterward so people can find it, that's the most important thing. You want people to listen to your show. You know, you work hard to do it, so you might as well have people find it. You know,
right.
It seems obvious, but it's an extra step that we should all really take.
No, and more importantly, with proper referencing and indexing and listing the keywords, it's going to be helpful from an SEO standpoint, search engine optimization, because your shows on Blog Talk Radio are getting referenced and indexed in Google. So if there is specific information that you can list, and not just a generic, you know, I'll be doing my daily show, join me, so to speak, then that can be very helpful as well.
Yeah, and now back to the Edgar Mitchell astronaut example for a moment. It's a perfect segue there, because Lisa Boniz, who has a paranormal show, had him on several times in the past year. He hadn't talked about his belief in the extraterrestrials, but he hinted around at that. So because we knew she had a relationship with him, we got on the phone immediately to her and said, look, can you have him on? And she had him on within an hour or so, you know?
Yeah, which is remarkable.
Yeah, and then everyone, what happens is, if listeners out there are on board with the minutiae of this, is when the big media, like a cable television or network television or big newspapers, magazines, a lot of times, because I was a reporter, I would do the same thing. If something breaks and you're not familiar with such and such person or topic, you're going to, you know, do a Nexus search, but also just Google News. So that Edgar Mitchell had come in as a cross-reference, having been on Lisa Boniz's show. So we subsequently got calls from Fox News Channel wanting to book him and others because they knew we had the inside track with this guy. So to host, I would say, just keep in your mind, like if as you're building this library of guests and these relationships, they might not be making huge news today, but if all of a sudden you just turn on the television or pick up your paper and someone has, you know, been appointed to Obama's cabinet, or maybe someone who's famous, somewhat famous, who, you know, had passed away tragically, and, you know, we had the last interview with them, or whatever, you know, definitely it's time to get on, and either we could repurpose some of the older stuff, or obviously if the person's still around, we can get them on the phone again and advance the story.
Right, we can create a show in a matter of minutes.
Exactly. Timing is really everything, as we've seen. You know, as Lisa said, she's known Edgar for years, and he's been saying this kind of stuff for years, but all of a sudden there's immediate interest in it. And so, you know, timing's everything, and we can, as you said, easily hop on and get whatever we need to get and, you know, really get an in-depth discussion going.
Yeah, yeah. And from a production point of view, relatively simple. You know, someone comes to the phone, we record it, pop it into a show, and it's there.
Right, exactly. And also, we should just briefly talk about the Daily Mix, because I know you this was one of your creations, and it's been very popular. And just describe that, and where do people find it?
Yeah, it's on. Oh, we blog about it every Monday in terms of who's going to be on, and it's also on the homepage to the right. There's usually a big banner ad for it. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's sort of our version of a sort of talk soup type show, but bringing together everything in the past week that's any kind of fun, interesting, wild, outrageous, newsworthy sound bites in about, you know, 15 minutes or under. And it's good, too, because this is, for the first time, someplace you can go in a quick and a fun format, sort of hear the best of BTR. And sort of this is your first taste of the show. And then hopefully, if you like what you heard, let's say from one, you know, sound-bited guest appearance, you go back and listen to the whole show, which is really easy. And
right.
Several hosts themselves have told me, like one host I was talking to said, I never realized Salman Rushdie was on your show until I listened to the Daily Mix, and I said, oh, God, yeah, Salman Rushdie. So it just opens everyone up to different aspects because we're such a huge network. It's hard for anyone sometimes to, you know, sort of grasp what's out there.
Right. That's a big challenge that we have, and it's only going to get bigger. I mean, we're producing 500 shows a day now, 15,000 new ones a month. That number will, we've grown by 20% in a month, I think. That number is going to continue to grow. Yeah.
That's why it's so much more work.
No, that's why it's so much. There's only so many shows you could fit on the page, hell.
No, but, you know, there's just the volume of things increases, and you feel it in different ways. And, you know, I know it's growing, but 20%, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, it is a summer. Oh, boy.
It's slow.
The summer's supposed to be slow in media land.
Yeah.
Not for us,
but it's fine. We're increasing. We just brought in some new staff, and Jim Arnaud, I guess. I don't know if I pronounced his name properly. He's a creative director. And John Federico, the VP of Marketing, just joined. So we're very excited to have John in. He was going to call in, but he's busy doing his marketing thing, which is good because we need that. We're constantly looking to improve the tools, improve the distribution, improve the content. It's a lot of fun. We're having a good time here. So, well, Phil, thank you for calling in. We had a little hiccup with today's guest, but it was a pleasure to talk to you.
No problem.
I'd love for you to have your own show one day.
Anytime. Well, I thought about that, but then once I made the commitment, I'd be so dedicated to making it great, and I'd be swamped with the day-to-day work, you know. So,
right.
For the moment, it's a guest appearance.
Right. Your time should be better spent in promoting other people's shows.
He needs to listen to Marla's show about not being a perfectionist.
Yeah, but I only get hot guests, and, you know, it's maybe at some point, who knows, you know, could do it while I'm
When we get some big-time guests in September, some things we're working on, we'll see, and hopefully we'll get some big, I mean, we're constantly getting big names. It's even the sometimes the smaller names, the interesting stories are the ones that get us the biggest exposure, just like Liz Sheridan. I mean, we've had stars on Blog Talk Radio that are far, you know, far bigger than Liz Sheridan, but that one seemed to, you know, be picked up by the right publications and so on.
Yeah, depends what they say, and it's all in the
Exactly. It depends what they say.
Right. Well, thank you, Phil, for calling. Appreciate
it. Sure.
Thanks,
Phil. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
So anyway, we have a couple of minutes left, 2 minutes
remaining.
Yeah,
I have a couple other announcements that I just remembered.
Please.
One is that Judge Reinhold, the really beloved character actor who was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High and many, many other comedy movies, he is going to be on the Movie Geeks tonight. He's in the new movie Swing Vote with Kevin Costner.
Okay.
That's coming out, which is about, you know, the election and one man's quest to have a political impact. But, yeah, he's a great actor. I'm sure you guys, if you don't know the name, you know the face. And he's on the homepage. So listen to Movie Geeks
United.
He's
a big time. He's been in a lot of movies.
He's been in a ton
of
stuff. He's been around for years and years. So veteran. He's a veteran.
Right. Okay. What else
and
you got?
Also the second thing, which I thought was cute, was during the show I got an email from Fruit Salad. Our friends on the Fruit Salad show, Rico and Polly, and they got back from Europe. Apparently they went on a vacation there, so they took a brief hiatus from their show. But they said they met fans of the show in Europe.
Unbelievable.
There's people in Europe who listen to the Fruit Salad show, and they were really surprised, and it was a bizarre experience to meet these fans there. So you never know who's listening out there.
Are they coming back on?
Yeah, they are. They're on tonight, he just told me. They're going to be on tonight with one of the stars from Rent. Her name is Tracy Toms, and she's also been on Cold Case, the TV show. And they're working on some new guests. But, yeah, the Fruit Salad is a great show. They've had some
we love the Fruit Salad.
Interviews.
Yes, it is. Well, anyway, thank you for the time. We will modify the text and description of the show, but it was a lot of fun. So,
yeah,
everyone
great.
Have a great day, and Hillary will hit the closing bumper.
I will do that. Bye,
all right,
everyone.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on the Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.